KFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you and we praise you. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for directing our steps. And Father God, we thank you for being a great God. Father God, we ask that you will move by your Spirit on this morning, God. Lord, we can't do nothing without you, but with you we can do all things. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for more wisdom, more knowledge, more revelation, but most of all, more understanding of your word. Lord, we thank you for loving us, even when we don't love ourselves, oh God. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us in clothing of a right mind. Oh God, we just want to say thank you. We want to give you all the glory because all the glory belongs to you. Now God, we ask that you will have thine own way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just want to encourage you this morning. The Lord put this on my heart. To speak to the people. People may have left you. And I know some people have disappointed you and betrayed you. Some people you know God has sent in your life and you poured into them and you did exactly what God told you to do regarding them. But jealousy, intimidation creeped in and betrayal took effect. Some people have gladly taken what they can get from you, then turned around and lied on you, gossip about you, leaving a trail of dishonor. But all of this will allow someone who is not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And all of this that has been done to a person that does not have a relationship with God may want them to leave God, may want them to never accept Jesus as their personal Savior. But I am here to encourage that person. What you went through, it won't be so with the Lord. Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. You see, King Jesus always is a very present help in the times of trouble. But he is also faithful to you, even until the end of time. He gave it all so you can have it all, so you can have life more abundantly. See, that's the kind of God we serve. He loves us that much. People of God, this is a moment in time within the entire landscape of your life where Jesus is reaching out to you. Jesus is speaking. It's time to say yes to His will and yes to His way. It's time to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Come on here, somebody. I hear Him saying, it's time for you to even get closer to Him like never before. He's saying, allow Him to take you even higher. And He's saying that His steadfast love for you is forever. I prophesy this message is twofold for you. There are multiple layers of protection on your life. You may not have known God has protected you for many years now, and in so many different ways, but it is true, He has. And now I want to give you two more reliable truths. You are resilient and you are protected. Things you have gone through have killed other people. Things that you have went through, you could have lost your mind and been in the asylum, but God protected you. Come on here, somebody. What you survived put others in the psych ward. What you survived made others give up on God. What you survived, many people just threw in the towel and said, I can't do ministry anymore. Oh my God. What you survived, oh my God, the hurt, the ridicule, the betrayal, the being misunderstood, church hurt, will allow you to turn your back on God. But it was something down on the inside that you loved Him so much that you couldn't turn your back on Him. People, what you went through and you passed the test, you still have others that have never, ever recovered. The devil hoped the attack and the loss would destroy you, but you're still here. And one of the reasons is because Jesus kept you. Psalm 27 and 13 is your scripture. Isaiah 54 and 17 is your scripture. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh my God, that is your scripture. And every tongue that rises up against me, He shall condemn. And the second reason you're still here is because God is not finished with you yet. The second reason you are still standing, that you are still here, that you still survived the attack, that you are still in your right mind, that God is not finished with you yet. The enemy wants you to focus on your loss. He wants you to focus on your frustration, your depression, your health, your mental illness, and everything coming against you. That's what the enemy wants you to focus on. The Lord knows those things are relevant when He touches your life and lifts you up and out. He gives you beauty for your ashes. Come on here, somebody. Philippians 1 and 6 is your scripture as well. The year 2024, you need to declare this is your year that you are healed, that you are restored, that you are established, that God will enlarge your territory. You will begin living on another level, within your kingdom destiny and identity. The year 2024 is the year you are healed, restored, established, God is enlarging your territory, and you begin living on another level within your kingdom, destiny, and identity. See, the devil gets mad when you know your identity. Come on here. The devil cannot silence you when you know your identity. Come on here, somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to receive this in Jesus' name. According to Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 and Psalm 137:8, there is a divine plan and propelling that comes upon you today in Jesus' name. You will return with a praise report. Psalm 126 is your prophetic portion. It's the season that you are in. Verse 5 states that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You better get ready in the mighty name of Jesus. People of God, God is confirming his kingdom covenant with you on today. He is in this thing with you. Whatever you're going through, he is in it with you. He is in it and he is committed. And the second part of this message is, as you humbly give God all of you and the thanksgiving he deserves, you're about to see a level of blessings on your life you've never seen before. The month of February will blow your mind and indeed set the tone for the rest of your life. Y'all better listen. The month of February is going to blow your mind and indeed set the tone for the rest of your life. That's why you got to stamp out all of distraction.